My work here is assessing methods for saliva microbiome collection and processing. The oral microbiome has been connected with lung health and may be of significance in the progression of SARS-CoV-2 infection. Saliva-based COVID tests provide the opportunity to leverage stored samples for measuring the oral microbiome. However, these collection kits have not been tested for the accuracy of measuring the oral microbiome. Additionally, saliva is highly enriched with human DNA, and reducing it prior to shotgun sequencing may increase the depth of bacterial reads. The aim of this pilot project was to examine both the effect of saliva collection method using these kits and human DNA depletion on the measurement of microbiome. To do this, we collected samples from a cohort of 22 people who provided two samples, one with preservative and one without. Six individuals gave samples on the subsequent day of their first samples. Figure 2 outlines the composition of the microbiome in these subjects. While we do see differences in the weighted measures of beta diversity between the collection methods, this change does not extend to the unweighted measures of composition. Additionally, individuals across days are significantly more similar to themselves than random, regardless of collection method. In Figure 3, we show the alpha diversity of the subjects. Preservative samples do have significantly higher measures of richness and evenness compared to non-preservative samples, and this may indicate that the preservative is both preserving more DNA and thus more diversity, as well as preventing any potential bacterial growth or blooms in the samples before processing. We also looked at the delta alpha diversity, or the difference in diversity measures between two samples, and saw that the change in diversity within a person between days was significantly lower than unrelated subjects in both collection methods. In addition to 16S, we performed shotgun sequencing on a subset of our cohort, which included 5 people, 3 of which had provided samples on a subsequent day for a total of 8 samples, all collected with preservative. We ran shotgun sequencing on DNA extracted with standard procedures or with chemical human DNA depletion using a lysis-propidium monoazide method. In Figure 4, we saw significantly higher total and normalized bacterial reads, showing the extra depletion step does successfully increase bacterial sequencing depth in these preserved samples. In Figure 5, we illustrate the potential impact this had on diversity. While there is more variability in the human depleted sample composition compared to the standard samples, the composition between collection methods remains not significantly different. In conclusion, we believe these SARS-CoV-2 test kits are an appropriate medium for collecting saliva for use in microbiome measurement, and that human DNA depletion on these samples collected with preservative is fruitful for shotgun metagenomics.